poem called Distance Learning. He seemed to have been walking forever, up the green lane, along the narrow lane. He seemed to have been walking forever. Along the green lane, where it twisted and looped, he came at last to a pane of glass, the size of a mouse hole in a house that sighed and quivered as he stooped to look inside. And there, in a bare sunlit room, hardly larger than your hand, stood, gravely, a rook, who raised reluctantly one Stygian velvet wing, and there between the feathers gleamed the gold band of a ring. Inside the ring there ran an endless corridor of blue, and at its end a zigzag flew. He climbed in, fell through space, then found himself at last on a revolving stage, bare, except for where a spotlight fell on a single rose. He sped through the heart until he reached its smouldering cold core, and there amid the breath of rustling ashes found a door, then another, when suddenly he thought he could smell the sea. And there fell from the air a silver shell, with a folded scroll inside, which he unrolled, and on which he found written, in a graceful and oddly familiar hand, "Protect your clothes from exploiting you."